The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The Axe and Crown, Episode 5, The Job Hunt.
Morning, Gubbin.
Don't remind me.
Happens every day. Better get used to it.
You here to see Betula?
Who? Oh, your niece.
Right? Oh, your niece.
Bit late to play it casual, kid.
Well, I mean, sure, she's nice and all.
Says the guy with a bouquet of flowers.
Hey, they're for the bar.
Yeah, why didn't I think of that? Roses on the tables. That's just what the place needs. Roses on the vomit-stained tables. Maybe some nice doilies to go under the pastries.
When have you ever served pastries?
We used to.
Well, if we just fix up the kitchen and hire a cook.
Too much hassle.
Do you think she likes flowers?
Who, my niece?
Yeah, your niece. What does she like? Flowers, marzipan, walks on the beach?
The hell should I know? Ask her yourself.
I can't just come out and ask her. That's like cheating.
What is it with you humans? You can't learn to say what you mean.
Well, it's just not the way that we do things.
All this hello and nice to see you and oh no, that's fine. It's like there's a layer of gunk between you and the real world. It's like eating with a fork.
What are you saying exactly?
Say what you mean is what I'm saying.
You don't always say what you mean. Roses on the tables. That's what this place needs.
That's called irony.
Oh, hi, Miss Betula.
Good morning, Stan.
Would you care for a flower?
Sure, I'm starving.
Okay. You might want to be careful of those thorns. Oh, yeah, okay. So, did you sleep well?
No, not at all. The bed is so soft and cozy.
Isn't that a good thing?
I think my spine actually oozed out of shape in the night. Uncle, didn't you say you just renovated?
Yeah, we did.
Slipped my mind.
You gave me the squishy bed on purpose.
I'm so sorry, I didn't know. Why don't we move you to a room with a classic mattress?
That would be nice. See, Uncle? That's how to run a tavern.
You complaining about the free room I'm giving you?
Look, I'll pay you, Uncle. I just need to find work.
Well, you got 6 days left. Time's a-wasting.
Yes! Speaking of work, let's find you a job.
Well, today I was going to see if anyone down at the docks needs day laborers.
Kind of late in the morning for that. They'll start work at dawn. Hell, I run a bar, and I was up before you.
Well, strangely enough, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
I got the classified ads from the Granville Gazette right here. That's where I'd start if I was looking.
Yeah, say, why don't we find you both a job?
Not me. I got the old Axe and Crown to keep me busy.
No, seriously.
Can't talk, reading. Accountants wanted.
I'm not an accountant.
Actors for a new production of The Ghastly Murder of Count Bassanio.
They have any roles for trolls?
Hey, you never know.
Yeah, maybe the count gets murdered by a 7-foot-tall strong woman.
True. I'll put that down as a maybe. Architect slash baker sought for Gingerbread Construction Limited. Chimney sweep.
I don't think we're going to find anything in the paper.
No. You got to dream big. I mean, what did you always want to be when you grew up?
Champion smash ball player?
Okay, cool.
Or a carpenter? Or griffin trainer?
I don't see any openings. Well, this week anyway.
No, because Florians don't play smash ball. They don't keep griffins as pets. And you can't be a carpenter if you're not in the guild.
Well then, isn't it lucky I've got contacts in half the construction guilds in the city?
Yeah. I'm sure your name carries a lot of weight.
It does, actually. They all did work for my father's old company. He was a real estate developer. He left me this place when he died.
Really? So you run his company now?
Well, no. My sister inherited the company.
Oh, yeah, right. I heard about that. Your big sister got everything, right?
I mean, she's actually younger than me, but basically, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So How old's your sister, Stan?
Oh, well, she...
Yeah, come on.
Is 12?
Wow. And your father left the family business to her?
Well, Stan got this fine establishment.
Betula, if you want a construction job, I will get you a list of places. Guild pay is a heck of a lot better than day labor.
Thanks, Stan.
You really think they're going to hire her?
Well, they must be smart enough to see what a strong, able-bodied troll woman could do for them.
You make it sound like they got something against trolls here. They don't have something against trolls, do they?
No more than most humans.
I like trolls.
Well, we got that going for us.
Ignore him, Betula. We're going to find you a job. Betula, how did it go? Any takers?
No, it's funny. No one's hiring.
You're kidding. I was down at Guildhall Row last week and there were help wanted signs everywhere.
Yeah, every Guildhall I go in, it turns out they've just finished hiring and they forgot to take the sign down. Or buddy who does the applications just happens to be off on vacation.
Really? Gosh, that's rotten luck.
Or no one wants to hire a troll.
Did I or did I not say this was going to happen?
Or a woman, probably.
Oh, come on. Did you say I sent you?
When I managed to, at the one place that didn't turn me away immediately.
And that didn't help?
The secretary just laughed. And laughed.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a funny guy. So.
And laughed until she finally passed out. I filled out an application, but I'm not expecting much.
You can't let that stop you.
Yeah, he's right. Keep trying. It'll be hilarious.
You're such a help, Uncle.
Hey, whoa, brain explosion. Hold on. Why don't we hire Betula?
What do you mean we?
You could definitely use a maid.
See? Gubbin, you're always complaining about how much work it is running this place.
Not much cleaning to do here.
Well, by your standards, no.
Hey, what about the kitchen?
What about it? It burned down.
It did what?
There was a big fire. It's too dangerous to go in there.
Really?
So it's a good thing Betula is an expert carpenter.
I said I wanted to be a carpenter.
I will pay for the materials. We can rebuild the kitchen better than before.
No! It's a safety hazard.
This whole tavern is a safety hazard.
What? Well, let us help you clean it up. How bad can it be?
Yeah, Uncle.
Never mind the kitchen.
It's almost like you don't want people to go in here.
Don't touch that door.
Careful. Booby trapped, remember?
It is? Gosh, I better be careful.
How did you disarm that? Stop! I told you it's dangerous. Stop.
Wait, Gubbin? I thought you said there was a fire in here. There's not even soot on the walls.
I know, right?
All the pots and things are just sitting here?
Like someone just stopped in the middle of cooking and ran off.
Hey, Gubbin, you okay there, buddy?
Uncle?
What happened in here?
He left.
Who left?
Johan, the cook.
Your ex?
Wait.
He was the cook way back here when I first started working. He helped me get over a lot of things. He helped me feel normal again, you know, after the war.
He must have been some cook.
You have no idea. He even learned to make a few troll specialties just for me. Only human I ever met who could make a proper domblinka.
Aww.
After Noreen died, he stuck around and we ran the place together for a few years. It was nice, easy, you know. I was out there, and he was back here, taking care of everything. And then one night I came back here, and there's him with this strapping young delivery guy from the greengrocer's up the hill, having some kind of private tasting.
Oh. Oh, man. Did you guys fight?
Nah. Words were exchanged. He ran off after his delivery boy or whatever, and I just...
Locked the door and never went back in the kitchen again?
Haven't had a decent meal since.
I'm sorry, Gubbin.
If trolls and humans, it was always going to happen.
Well, why don't we renovate? Reorganize, clean the place up, scrub away all those bad memories.
Yeah, who needs a kitchen?
Uncle, you've got the only tavern in town that doesn't have food. Even the Raccoon Hotel down the street brings in fresh garbage for their guests.
Yeah, come on, Gub. You could have pastries again.
Rich.
Oh, what was it? Dumplinkies?
Dumplinka.
Ah. Say, do we know anyone else who might know how to make a dumplinka?
What, me?
Can you?
Sure, I used to make them all the time back home.
It's been a long time.
Gubbin, I think we might have found our new cook.
And Booglinter and Kling Klangs.
Keep talking.
This is perfect. We get a cook, you get a job, everybody wins. What do you say, Gubbin?
All right. You're hired.
Thanks, you guys.
We'll show that, Johan. Big two-timing jerk. We're going to turn this place around. Turn this place around. The best food in the town right here. We're going to turn.
Stop that dancing!
You can cook human food too, right?
Right. Human food, of course.
Amazing.
Question is, where the hell are we going to get groceries now?
Oh, there's more than one greengrocer in town. Hey, maybe you can find your own delivery guy. Huh?
Why do I even tell you things?
Special delivery for Gubbin. Hello, where's the handsome troll in the back?
Stan, are you done?
I have a delivery just for you.
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Recorded in Toronto at Trench Recordings. Sound design by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, Maria Kennedy from Hero Trackers here to tell you about a special report we've been working on at Hero Track Media. With the help of my producer, Shayna, we're going to reveal the life story of a mysterious hero that, as far as we can tell, has never been covered by a media outlet before. Subscribe to this podcast feed to learn more about this hero and the strange circumstances surrounding their life and career, and how they might be connected to your favorite heroes. Coming soon from Hero Track Media, Vigil.
Vigil, Season 1, an audio fiction superhero thriller in 10 parts from All In Productions. Featuring Haley Sanfilippo as Maria Kennedy and Adam Kudishat as Vigil. Subscribe or follow to make sure you're the first to know about Vigil.